stack, please.
Who is that?
Mark Hernandez.
Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
You're right, Bob. It has been done traditionally by the stations. The problem is tradition sucks, and we are not traditional stations. We are supposed to be progressive. We're supposed to be moving forward. And if we stick to traditions, then we stick to the same problems we have had all this time. Granted, I agree. The stations are in the best position because they do collect the subscriptions directly. They do get the information from the users, from the subscribers, rather, and the listeners, and get the information together into a list that they use at each station. The problem of it is Pacifica provides no funds to assist that, which also is part of their responsibility. Again, this is a shared effort, not just a singular effort. Pacifica is not doing its part of the duty. It's not paying its share of the bills. Pacifica needs to step up in this case. And I realize that, you know, finances are always going to be the problem no matter what. But part of that is because Pacifica has never done its duty. It's never done its job. This is the time now for Pacifica to step in and actually do what it is legally required to do and legally required to maintain.
Hello?
Okay.
Here, there.
Who wants to speak?
Michael Lillick.
Go ahead.
Ben Lydia.
Okay. Michael.
I agree that the foundation, national office, has the responsibility to maintain a up-to-date, accurate list of its members. That does have to get generated primarily by the stations. How that's been done is through MemSys. The problem is that what goes into MemSys is not always very accurate. We did a mailing at KPFK through a mailing house to the KPFK membership and got back hundreds and hundreds of the pieces that went out.
I'm sorry, can you clarify the we?
I was part of a Slate. Our Slate sent out a Slate mailer. We never saw the mailing list that was done through a mailing house, but it was sent to exactly what the same mailing that Pacifica did. We got back many, many that had things like don't send or no address in the address file, and many, many that turned out that it was just missing a apartment number, and then a lot of address corrections, all of which I turned into Terry Guy, our membership director, with whatever we could find as far as the corrections for entry into the MemSys system. So I think NCOA works to some extent, but really what's needed is somebody to look at what's actually in MemSys before it goes out, because there are things that are in there that, were not addressed, So I think each station needs to clean up its list, clean up its staff list. We're trying to do that at KPFK now also. It needs to be done on an ongoing basis because it is a legal requirement for the foundation. I'll just say I donate to WBAI from time to time. I donate to KPFA from time to time. I'm a member at KPFK. So those things need to be determined also at a national level, because otherwise I would be, listed on each station. I get my ballot at KPFK because I indicated this is the station I'm a member of. But that's got to be a national, got to be cleared up nationally. The stations, local stations, can't necessarily do that.
This is Lydia.
Okay, I had Benito and then Lydia and Michael. Are you watching the time? It was 10 minutes on this.
I think we have about 3 minutes left.
Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Well, just two points of, clarification or I forgot what it's called.
Go ahead.
Point of information. First of all, I don't know what MemSys means or what it is. And second, I'm confused by this conversation because I thought, maybe incorrect, maybe I misunderstood the motion, but I thought that the motion that we got passed, which was, I think, Carolyn's motion, is that the IED was to order, for lack of a better word, or direct the GMs to do that cleanup. So, since that's already been determined, then the question is implementation. So I'm not so sure that I understand what we're talking about.
What I was trying to pose was how to implement it in more detail.
Okay.
So, you know, and Michael started to address that, and I was gonna go next was to ask, do we want to draft something that's in the realm of an implementation, a suggested implementation memo that could be sent to the IED and the 5 GMs to give some, you know, guidance or from best experience as to what, how do you quote unquote clean up a list? All right, next was Lydia.
Yes, that was going
to be Memphis
we issue. A motion tonight.
Sorry.
I'll answer that. I'm sorry, Lydia.
Can you hang on, Lydia? Let's answer Benito's question. What is Memphis? Mark, did you want to do that?
Yeah, Memphis is a database software designed for nonprofit or profit organizations. It tracks names and addresses and basically past history of subscriptions, anything that might be sent out to a person as well. The problem that Memphis has is that it's stupid. For example, the name Lori, you can spell that L-O-R-I, L-A-W, R-Y, L-A, you know, all the different ways you can spell Lori. Memphis only takes in what you put in. So if Joe Bob in the call room takes a call from Lori Smith and puts in L-A-W, and Jimmy Bob puts in L-O-R-I, and Mary Jane puts in L-O-R-Y-E, then you have three different entries for the same person. Likewise, if you put S instead of South or South instead of S, or if you put Have instead of Avenue, all those different things add up and make different records each time they're entered in. What needs to be done to clean up the database is for someone to physically go in, make these comparisons, and clean up those that are duplications. That's it.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I was going to recommend that we pass a motion this evening, which is follow through only on those motions that were passed by the PMB, and that it should be sent not just to the ID but to the PMB as well, so that the directors are able to urge management to follow through on this. So let's take those three motions and specify and said we would like to have a report back on the implementation of these three motions.
Let me understand what you're saying. So you only want a request for a report on implementation. You don't want any specific suggestions on how to implement the cleanup mailing?
Well, I think we can say the motion was what the motion was, right? The only reason I did not object, and this speaks to what has confused Benito as well, and the only reason I did not object was because, quite frankly, the election services and the databases that were sent to them and so forth were such a mess, and the postal service, oh my God, today. So I am not confident that we received all of the mail back from the last election, which is why I did not bother to object to doing this additional mailer. So first of all, we have to address things that the PMB understands that it passed and supported, and say that we would like to have an update on its implementation, or we can recommend when it should be implemented, as I had said before, that we believe it should be You know, but we can't do that without the timeline on that one motion. But still, we have a meeting next Thursday. So this is our only chance to really come up with a motion that somehow asks for implementation of those motions that were passed. We can throw in, even though that's what we passed, we understand that the best way to update our database is to make the phone calls and verify the addresses, blah, whatever people want to add. I don't care. As long as we concretely address what the PMD already passed and say you can't just pass motions, you have to make sure they're complied with.
All right.
Okay. Who else was on the stack?
Hi.
Who is that?
Hank.
Hank. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, it seems to me, I've forgotten now, do we specifically have a membership committee at the PMB level?
No.
Okay. In that case, then we're the ones that need it. We're the ones that will have to make the decisions on how it's done, I suppose. We have a membership officer at our station, but just like the things we hear of why the national office can't get anything done, is the same story down there. We're on a skeleton crew. I think we have 7 or 8 employees and a couple of part-timers, and everything else is volunteer. So we're asking people that are already strapped for time to do a really tedious, time-consuming thing. And that kind of concerns me.
Yeah, I think that's the reality at all 5 stations and at the national office from what I hear. But
yeah.
Who else would like to address this, and does anyone have a specific motion to offer? Go ahead, Benito.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, who was that?
Michael Sousa.
Michael, go ahead.
There we go.
I think the cleanup process involves probably 3 steps. I think there does have to be what they call a deduping, eliminating duplicates. Then the NCOA, the National Change of Address list, and then a mailing once you get those corrections. And I'm thinking that maybe we should try to constitute election committees at each station that could work on that. I do think it's very time consuming. The thing about the mailing is I think they do want to ask everyone for current email addresses, too, which would be a positive step forward. They might not provide them, but at least we did, you know. And it will alert people that the election is upcoming in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
So, if people want to propose specific way to implement it, that's the specific way I think that the cleanup has to be implemented. And then that after that's done, that's got to be followed by the national synthesizing all 5 station lists and coming up with one clear list of who's a member at which station, and one station only staff or only listener.
Okay, do you want to put that in the form of a motion?
And Bob, this is Lydia. Mine was also a motion, although I would prefer it being a separate motion.
Okay, so Lydia, can you state it as a motion?
Yes. That the 3 motions that were passed on July 11th by the PMB referred to the PMB by the Elections Committee, that the Elections Committee is requesting an update on the implementation of those 3 motions, however you want to word it. But
okay,
that's my thing. And then the other thing is like a separate thing. Now we're making recommendations that are an adjunct to what was already passed, but which I would also support what Michael said.
Okay. So
Lydia,
Michael,
could you repeat that motion?
I'm trying to write that up.
Okay. I'll get to my computer and
or Michael, did you already get it down?
Yeah, what I wrote down was the Elections Committee asked for an update from the PMB on the implementation of the 3 motions referred to the PMB by the Elections
not referred.
Three motions sent to the PNB by the election committee and passed by the PNB at its meeting on July 11th, was it?
Thank you. That covers it.
Okay.
Did they provide us an update on implementation?
Yeah, on the implementation. Implementation, I guess I would say, by management?
Yeah.
How about that they ask the interim executive director to provide an update?
No, I would just say an update. Directors have got to just dig in here, in my opinion. At the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the PNB to make sure management does it. So.
Yeah. Okay. So what I have at this point is I have asked, I don't know if that's the right language. The election committee asks for an update from the Pacific National Board on the implementation by management of the three motions sent to the PNB by the elections committee and passed by the PNB at its meeting on July 11th.
Yes.
How about just requests rather than ask for? Elections committee requests an update, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Any discussion on this motion? Okay, any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Now, Michael, did you want to go back to your more specific motion about the mailing? Or do you need time to work on it?
Bob, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Yes, so will you send the motion to the PNB?
Sure.
That it's properly noticed?
Yeah, Michael, you'll send it, right? Send it to me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so... Now, Michael, do you want to offer yours now or later tonight, or do you need extra time to flesh it out?
Let me have some time. We can move on.
Okay, sure. All right. I think we're I think we're just about at time on this item anyway. So, Adriana, so let's try to move on. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I didn't see, but really, see Jessamy made from field closure. He clarified that he did not agree to serve as the NAS.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. He did not agree
to serve as National Election Supervisor as a volunteer.
Oh, okay.
He said he just sent an email to us. Obviously, he is hearing us. He said Teresa suggested that maybe I would do so, but I don't think I could do it as a volunteer.
Okay. Can you forward that to the listener?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's go on to the next item, which is... report from the working group on cost-cutting measures and then discussion and next steps. So, Adriana, you had agreed to convene that, so tell us what's happened since the last committee meeting.
Well, I couldn't communicate with Mark. I was trying to remember that we both, all of us, volunteer him, but he wasn't in our last meeting. I mean, he didn't know that everybody volunteered him. And I couldn't communicate with him. We are trying. I'm really swamped with work. But I want to. We will meet this week with Hank because we have two or three very important proposals that we can do. That's why we agreed that would be nice if we have a meeting before our normal meeting next month because. We want to present to send by you, to all of you by email, our proposals at the end of this week. But I want to tell what I did in that. First of all, I found six important or big companies that can do e-balloting. I want to start saying that. April 25th, when the PNB passed the motion of electronic balloting, they are part of that motion, said that they direct Director Janice Lane Ewart to research and to present to the board information about at least 3 e-ballot vendors. They gave her time till May 9 for the consideration of ID in planning the 2013 legislation. What I don't know, I never heard till now, since then, any PMB meetings, in the open meetings, that they talk about this. I don't know if Janice, and I don't know if she did that research. I don't know if she came back to the IED, because it sounds like they are sending somebody else to do that job. They are directing somebody else. It's part of the motion that they already passed, with her name and a very clear task. I don't know if any of the PMB members in our committee knows if this is being talked maybe in the closed session, because in the open sessions of the PMB, never we heard anything about this.
Okay, let's take a pause to see if any PNB member has any answer to this question.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
No, but I remember that Carolyn, when we raised it at our last elections committee meeting, that she made some commentary about it, and she was supposed to help her, I think, but that Jane had not gone to it. So, but again, it's another one of those things that I think we should ask about it. Regardless of which directors do it, who's doing the research? If this isn't going to happen, if somebody's not doing it, they're the ones that decided to form their own research committee. Otherwise, the elections committee could have been doing this, and maybe we'll have to. So,
what are you suggesting, Lydia?
I'm suggesting again another motion to inquire about that committee, because it was formed, and there was supposed to be a report back by May 9th.
Okay, but I believe the text of it didn't refer to a committee. It just referred to this one director, Janice.
Yes.
Well, that's fine. So what the elections committee would like to know is the status of the recommendations coming out of that effort. And if it has yielded nothing, then the elections committee can move ahead. So I make that as a motion.
Okay. You want to restate that in motion language?
Yes. We request, the elections committee requests a status report on the research conducted by Director Lane Ewart.
On e-voting.
Which was due on May 9th.
The research on e-voting.
Yeah, on e-voting.
Right. Okay. Any discussion of that motion? I'll get back to you in a minute, Adrienne, on your other points. But let's just solve this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else about Lydia's motion? And can we agree, just for simplicity, to make it a phrase added on to the earlier motion rather than a separate motion?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Is there any objection?
Not an objection, but an overall clarification.
Sure, go ahead.
So that
Mark.
The committee is aware. This is Mark Hernandez.
Yes.
We have several components to the election to deal with. I may be speaking to the choir here, but I just want to be sure that their awareness is there. We have the membership list and making sure that people are verified and eligible to vote. We have the actual voting, which is the distribution of ballots based upon the membership list. And then we have the issue of counting the ballots and verifying that they are correctly counted and so forth. Some of these groups can do all 3, some do 2, some do 1. The question that we would need to address is, and it's probably based on bang for the buck as a philosophy, as to what we will finally agree upon. So anything that's brought in has to be compared to those 3 points of membership, balloting, and counting. So that's the standard. We have to judge whatever it is, and whatever we do in combination, if we accept for that. So
this is Lydia.
That's my statement. So there you go.
Okay, that's a very helpful statement, but at the very instant, we're simply talking about the motion to the PNB about a report on implementation. So let's stick with that, and then we'll get back to your overall point, which I think was very good. So is there any clarification or amendment to Lydia's new piece added to this motion, simply asking for an implementation report from the PNB?
This is Lydia.
Okay.
I just wanted to add some context. It's not those of us on the Elections Committee very much wanted the Elections Committee to undertake it for exactly some of the reasons that Mark raised, is that, you know, most of us have been on the committee either continuously or off and on. So we know that this is how this research has to go, that it has to have various components, whichever firm we address, and we interviewed and dealt with proposals last year, et cetera. So, but they were adamant that the PNB was going to do this, that this one director had vast experience with other nonprofits and so forth. So we at least want to know, okay, what did that yield? And then at that juncture, I would like, hopefully, Benito and I can prevail on the PNB to refer it to the Elections Committee, because I think, you know, the committee is really good at coming up with all the various aspects of these issues.
Okay, I ask again, is there any other amendments or changes or objections to the motion? Actually, I think in light of this conversation, we should put in a parenthetical phrase to the first part of the motion that we already passed, that when we say we want an update on the three motions that were passed, because they're never going to remember what the motion said. The three motions in terms of election timetable, hiring of an NES, and a mailing to clean up the mailing list and secure email address or obtain email addresses. That would be a quick summary of what those three motions address. So is there any objection to adding that to the motion we passed a few minutes ago? Okay, hearing none, then that phrase is added. And then it's
I'm sorry. Actually, it wasn't the timetable. It was just that it go forward in some form.
That's right. It was
okay.
The advertisement.
Okay.
It was the mailing, the election go forward in some form, and the post PNES.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying. Okay.
That may be true, but it's also implied in the statement that a timeline would be forwarded. That if you're going to implement it, and you don't tell us when.
This is Lydia.
Yeah.
But I think that's why in the next few days we're going to try to develop a timeline, because otherwise it's too much for them to chew on unless we present something. So that needs to be like a separate motion. They're not going to come up with a timeline. We have to do it.
Hank, for the stack.
Go ahead, Hank.
Do we... we may be putting the cart before the horse here. Does anyone have any actual hope or any information that would lead us to hope other than all the anti-sentiment towards having an election this year that I've heard? Not in this meeting, but does anybody have anything that gives us hope that there will be an election this year? There's no money for it. Nobody's moving forward on it except us. Yeah, is there something different out there that I don't know about, or?
This is Lydia.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I think that what leads me to believe that we're going to have an election, however late, is that there are members on the PNB of both sides of the aisle that support having elections going forward. And because of that, we were able to pass these motions, which was remarkable. And so, therefore, I think there is enough energy there to have this happen. Having said that, the mechanics of things have got to be worked out, in my opinion, the draft mechanics of it by this committee.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because the PNB, the few PNB members I have spoken to, are all against it.
Okay, but we pass. We can only go by the votes that they pass the motion. So,
if I may.
Thank you.
Okay, hang on. I heard Mark Benito. Was there someone else?
Adriana.
And then Adriana. Go ahead, Mark.
I cannot say for certain, but I'm fairly sure that if the IED and the PNB do not settle for an election, that one may be imposed upon them by the Alameda Superior Court. The Corporations Code clearly is available, and any member can go to the court and make the petition.
Okay, Benito?
No, I was just going to say that I agree absolutely with what Lydia just said. I was amazed that we got these three motions passed last time. I really didn't expect that. And they were passed like exactly as she said, because people from both, whatever you want to call them, factions, political parties, or whatever, they all wanted the election. And you're right, there is a certain group within the PNB that is hell-bent that we're not going to have elections, but the majority prevailed.
Okay, Adriana?
Michael's also on the
screen. Oh, Michael.
And Michael.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Jenna. Okay. I agree totally with what Lydia said and Benito, and I think that we need to be really strong on this, because I heard, you know, I sometimes out of town, and I, you know, I go there and I pay attention to the committee meetings, and I some group that is disseminating the idea that this election will be a cost that is impossible. I talked already with the governance, committee, and because I heard in one of their sessions somebody saying that this election will cost $300,000. And when they say that amount, immediately most people said, oh, no, we cannot afford it, and that finished the whole thing. I mean that if we can do something, that something is shown, the energy, and show to, like Lydia said, to the people that are really, if you want, on the fence on this, or the problem is, all of us know that money is a problem. But when money comes up for other things, it doesn't make any sense. We need to put an amount there, show that it's possible. Maybe it will not be the perfect election, but something is better than nothing before somebody go to court and decide for us in a really costly matter.
Okay.
Michael? Yes. So I think we have to take the PNB as its word. The PNB has committed itself at this point to elections this year, to proceeding to, you know, hire an NES, to carrying out elections primarily through e-voting with an opt-out mechanism. And so the question is the implementation of all those things. That's why we're asking to see how they've implemented up to this point. And then I think it's up to us as the working committee to really make sure it moves forward,
right,
and to come up with the timetable, come up with the research if it hasn't been done, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, Hank, and then Michael, how are we on time?
Well, you budgeted 45 minutes for this, so we still got about 20.
Okay, go ahead, Hank.
Okay, well, honestly, obviously money is the big problem, and if we don't have money to pay ESC from last election, and there isn't money to pay people at all the stations, and there aren't, you know, we have bills all over the place that aren't being paid, how do we expect to come up with even half of the $300,000,
$150,000,
$100,000?
This is a good question.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the meeting that Adriana was referring to
Yes, I mean, I heard she gave a range of $300,000 to $400,000 or $500,000. That was what prompted me to write to our CFO, because I had only seen the $155,000 figure, and of that figure, I only saw the national office as being budgeted for $60,000 of it, which might be like one of our board meetings. But anyway, the point being that each station had its own figure and its own budget for that. So presumably at least three of the healthy stations, which are, you know, which have had enough money to pay for the election. So then you're only talking about a couple of stations where the bill might have had to be footed or lent by Pacifica or the individual stations. So it's not as grim as it's made out to be. And for every bill you don't pay, you're paying something else. And the thing is, I would like to have none of us on the PMB have had any kind of financial reports for months and months and months and months. So it's not that I think we're swimming in money. I obviously we're in debt and we have bills to pay. But we knew this last November. And the bylaws say if you know in advance, then you let the membership know that your elections are going to be delayed. This PMB elected not to do that. So we know there are problems. We don't know what is being paid instead of what is not being paid. These are all decisions. It's like anybody with their budget. When you don't have enough for a month, you make a decision on what gets paid and what doesn't get paid. So anyway, so and as Mark pointed out, the court looks at all of those details as well. So you can't just say we don't have enough money when someone's going to go into court and say, oh, but look, they budgeted it. Mm-hmm. So did they not pay for it, and how much were they short? I'd like to have the answer, but we don't.
Okay, well, this is Bob. I want to, well, let's see, Hank was next, right? Or did you speak already?
Well, I spoke, but I want to question that thinking, because if we're not able to pay our bills, we're not able to pay our bills. That means we don't have enough money. You know, just like at your house. At Pacifica right now is going through a cycle of we get our lights turned off, we get our cable turned off, we get our water turned off, and every time we get one of them back on, another one goes off. We're short and not catching up.
Point of information.
Yes, point of information.
If it does go to court, the court will treat it just like a small claims filing. They'll send in sheriff's deputies and take what they need to sell it off to pay for the cost.
Can you say that again?
Oh, well.
If it comes down to it, the court can do it, treat it like a small claims action. They send in deputies to basically confiscate materials, things, and sell them off to pay for the cost of whatever it is. The court doesn't care if you don't have any money, because you're mandated to do it. The court may look at it sympathetically, provide a timeline, but the court's going to demand that you have this in your bylaws, you should have budgeted for it, therefore you're responsible for it. And it won't take no for an answer.
Okay. Was someone else on the stack? Because I wanted to speak.
Adriana.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you speak first. I already did.
Okay. Well,
put Hank at the end, Hank.
Who was that?
I put Hank at the end.
Hank, okay. I would like to see us move forward to some action. Because ultimately a lot of this is speculation, so we're not going to know what may happen. So I want to ask, first of all, will Mark be willing to be on this working group on cost cutting?
Yes.
Mark? That's a question.
I've been dealing with my mother being in the hospital, actually for surgery, and dealing with her at home.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But it's over and done with. Everything is good and happy, so there's no problem. Yeah, I can be on it now.
That's terrific. Now, is there anyone else on the committee who'd be willing to step up and help Mark, Adriana, and Hank to work on this? Because we've just gotten a whole lot of email back and forth that could be analyzed, and maybe some ideas can be developed out of that.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else? Anyone else not on it right now?
Bob, what I want to say, and I don't know how, I was talking to one member that was member of this committee last year, and he said that this committee decided last year to use some of the members from last year to help in the task force. I don't know if you think that that would be within that, because we can have all the help that we can. I mean,
Well, sure. I mean, that's up to the committee. In fact, last year it wasn't merely former members. It was anyone that we thought had knowledge who could be useful in figuring out procedures and suggestions. So if the only thing we did was we had them bring forward the name to the committee so that, you know, there was no objection, and there wasn't last year any objection to, I think a couple people were added. So do you want to propose that procedure for this year?
Yeah, I think I have some members, specifically, one of the members of last year, she said that she had a bunch of information, and she was working more than 1 year in all the election committee, and I think that she can have some ideas that, we can discuss how to cut costs. And I have a bunch of information that I didn't give to the committee yet, but we will do it at some point this back.
Do you want to say who that is?
Yes, Nancy said that, and I told me.
Okay. Well, first of all, before we get into specific names, does anyone object to the idea of inviting people by invitation to serve on the working group on cost cutting, as long as the names are brought to the committee first? Okay, hearing no objection. Go ahead.
Brought up to the committee for approval or just for notification?
Yeah, for approval.
That would delay the work. I would recommend that just be for notification. And then if an objection is raised, then it can be reviewed at that point. But otherwise, waiting for an approval, we'd be delaying and having to have special meetings or waiting a month to get the person on the committee.
You know what? That's a very good point. I think actually reminds me the way we specifically did it was have people can join the call but not vote until a committee meeting happens, and then, after that they can vote, but they can participate. So is it clear what's being proposed, that any current member of the committee can invite one other person, I would say probably limited to one other person to be on a call of the cost-cutting working group, and then, but they won't vote in it if there are any votes, until it's another committee meeting has elapsed, and then we can see if there's any objection to any of those people. Is that a good procedure? Does anyone have an amendment to the procedure? Okay. Well, hearing none, then I take it there's no objection. So that's how we'll follow the process on this. Okay. So. All right, and if any of you who are on the committee change your mind and do want to join, Adriana, please be sure and post as soon as you come up with the date and time of the call. Please post it with as much notice as you can arrange, and just use the usual number. All right. Now, Adriana, did you have more you wanted to say?
Yes.
Go ahead.
First of all, I forgot to say it, but I mean, two people that we were receiving emails from them, like Bill Crozier, that really had a huge amount of information. I think that we can talk to him and ask him specifically for some ideas. And I know that, Bruce, you are there, and you will be, I don't know if you have the time, but you have really good ideas, too. That is now going to what I did. Like I said at the beginning, I found six companies that make e-ballots. I have one problem first. Some of these companies were already contacted more than once.
I'm sorry, we're already what?
We are contacted by Pacifica more than once. I don't know when or how some of them did election for us. I mean, took me a long time to try to make them understand that we are asking for some numbers. That doesn't mean we will go to the proper procedure at some point in time. These companies are being contacted. You know, some of them didn't even answer. Like Vote.net that Carolyn Gordon was talking about, and they don't even answer my request. but that's her. I have three companies that already came back with partial things. I'm receiving for them information, and that's why I want to put it together to present it to the whole group, because I don't want misunderstanding. And we have two from some members have really, some people that I contact have good ideas about the one of the biggest costs of the elections, obviously, are the supervisors. It's half the price are supervisors, clearly. I think that we can work on those things too. But my view is that even if in an election we can come up with something that is not that perfect, will be better than not elections at all, right? I received some estimates that are like $12,000 for it means 10 elections, because I mean, we are supposed to have 5 stations and 2 different elections. I mean, the members, the listeners, and the staff. But like I said, we need to decide a bunch of things. I don't know how. If there's any way that I can get the contract that we had last year, then we know, you know, what I can ask and how to compare with this company. I don't, some of this information, I don't have it, and I don't know where to look for.
Okay, let me help you with that piece. So you were not able to get into the documents, the file section of the Yahoo group?
Yes. A lot of those files are not available anymore.
Okay. All right. Maybe, Michael, you and I could together look at our files. I think the most important document you need is the request for proposals that we set out formally last year, because that specifies in great detail the types of services we're looking for.
Exactly.
And they're probably going to be very similar this time.
Uh-huh.
So, and that would be kind of a common template that everyone could respond to, because it gives estimated numbers of members. Now, of course, that's changed somewhat in a year's time, but it's still in the general ballpark of,
yes,
you know, 15,000 here, 10,000 there, whatever.
Yes.
So I think that would be your most valuable document, and we can certainly get that to you. And then,
can you send it to the whole committee, please?
Yes, that was the next thing I was going to say. Whatever, I'll send that to the whole committee, but similarly, anything that your group comes up with, like the names of the 6 companies, if you could post that to the listserv, that would be good.
Yes. Okay.
And I can post the names of the companies that submitted proposals last year. I think there were 4 of them, if my memory serves.
Yeah, that is more important, because some of the companies, when I'm contacting them, they are answering me saying, this is not the usual way that you ask for estimates, and I know.
In 2009 and 2012, we put out an RFP, and companies bid on it.
Okay.
So I'll try to get some of that together, and maybe Michael can help me, and we'll post that to everyone, and you can go from there.
Even like I said, some of them already gave me some ballpark figures, because I explained to them, I said, it's not, we don't have the decision made yet, you know, but we are discussing this and I need some number to know what I'm talking about.
Right. Okay. So we'll
some of them are doing
it. And now let me ask a different question about another aspect of this. I think 4 years ago, somebody suggested we contact the League of Women Voters to see if they would be willing to provide an election supervisor for either very little or perhaps even nothing, although I doubt it would be free. But in any case, is there anyone who would be willing to explore that? I know they're independent chapters. It's not a unified national organization. But, you know, if we could look in the five signal areas and contact each league and just see what kind of services they offer, what do people think of that?
Well, you don't actually have to do it necessarily with that type of organization. I've worked with a number of places here in Fresno where we have brought in high school classes. There are government classes that are willing to do this as extra credit for their students, and as well as college.
I'm sorry, do what?
Count ballots or sort
ballots. No, I'm not talking about counting ballots. I'm talking about being a local election supervisor or a national election supervisor.
I'm talking about working with the election itself. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the decision maker, the person who's got to decide, is this candidate qualified to be on the ballot? Has this candidate violated the fair campaign provisions, et cetera, et cetera? Mm-hmm. That kind of tough decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Election Watch.
Sorry?
The Election Watch. There are organizations that specifically deal with elections internationally that may be willing to do that here locally.
All right. Well, yeah. Does anyone would anyone be willing to research those type of organizations and see if any of them might help us in some way?
I'll be in Houston.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else?
What organizations will we be looking at?
Well, any type of organization that deals with elections, whether it's the League of Women Voters or some sort of fair election organization. I mean, you'd have to do some research.
Uh-huh.
And I know in D.C. there's Fair Vote.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, I know they've worked with WPFW before.
Yeah.
So in any case, whatever the particular name of the organization, it just requires some time to look on the internet and maybe ask if you find one organization, ask them, do they have colleagues that they could suggest.
Okay, then.
Any other takers?
You might also check with SCORE.
I'm sorry, check with who?
SCORE.
What's SCORE?
It's an organization of retired executives.
Okay.
And they take on service projects for nonprofits.
Okay.
This is Bruce.
Yes.
If you want, I'll talk to the people at Fairvote. I don't know what, you know, whether this is something you can do or not, but I can talk to them.
Okay, and again, if...
And you're talking about they would actually fulfill the role of the national election supervisor.
National or local.
Or...
Yeah, well, it couldn't be the same person, but yeah.
Right.
If they know a person...
I mean, if they supplied... You're saying, what if they could supply...
People who would apply. I mean, it's still going to be an application process. Even if they're willing, they have to be vetted, and it's not a done deal. But it's just
okay. I just want to make sure I'm straight. If I talk to them, saying that they would, if they said yeah, they're interested, they would supply us with a list of names of people, and it could be possible that some of them may be picked and some others not picked.
Yeah.
Or so we wouldn't be asking them to do it as a package, then. Because it seems to me, I'll try, but it's more likely, if they're interested at all, it would seem like they'd want to do it as a, you know, a package deal, but
You
may be right. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe they'll...
Well, I'm not sure what you mean. Can you explain?
Well, what I mean is if we're asking them to take this on, maybe I'm worrying too much. I mean, for instance, one possibility is they would say they would only want to do it in D.C., do the local, for instance.
Right.
But it's possible, what if they said, oh, yeah, we could do the whole thing. We could provide you with someone to be the, you know, the national election supervisor and people to do the locals.
Well,
if they said that, you know, would we just do it as a, okay, we either accept your people or not, or are you saying that we would actually, you know.
Right. Okay. Now I understand the question now, and my take on it would be, we can't pre-decide anything. We're not the decision makers in any case. Plus,
sure.
We haven't had time to look it over. So, it's just an effort to cast a net of possibilities.
Sure.
We're
That's
not
okay. That clarifies it for me.
Yeah.
I'll just present, you know, what our needs are and see what they think.
Yeah, and is it something that they do for, you know, a discount fee, or how does it work financially? Because the goal here is cost cutting. And, of course, eventually there will be, well, not eventually, actually very soon, there will be an ad out on the Internet for a job, as it were, or a contractor.
Am I audible or at time? I've said it three times.
I never heard you.
Can anybody hear me?
I never heard you.
Okay.
But thank you.
We're at time.
Okay. Just to finish my thought,
sure.
Very soon, hopefully, if the IED follows the PNB motion, there will be an ad, you know, publicly placed for a national election supervisor for a salary or for a fee, I guess I should say. It won't be a payroll employee,
mm-hmm.
but a contractor. So what the purpose of these queries are is to see if there's people that might actually do it as part of an organizational mission that might mean that they wouldn't necessarily need the full salary, or they might need the full salary. I mean, we'll see. I mean, what we're trying to determine is if there are any ways we can cut costs. So it's just asking
right.
about a lot of potential options,
right.
not
right.
committing to anything at all. All right, so as Michael pointed out...
Benito to the stack.
Okay,
or...
Hold on. We're past time, actually. It's 10:43. We voted
yeah.
to adjourn at 10:30. So, and we did commit to having a discussion about a next meeting date. So I guess my motion would be that we extend for 10 minutes, but only for the purpose of considering when our next meeting should be and defer all other business to that next meeting. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, then I'll take proposals for the next meeting date before the regularly scheduled one, which is August 26th.
This is Hank.
Go ahead.
I'd like to propose that we just wait until the next one unless we see some forward motion.
Okay. Is there I know there are other proposals. Who else would like to propose something?
I would vote Monday, August 12th. It's clear on the KPSDX calendar.
Monday, August 12th. Okay. All right. Any other?
It would be the 2nd, then we already have the 26th, so
right.
that would make sense.
Yeah. Okay. Any other proposals except the 12th or not to do it at all, as Hank said?
What, a question?
Yes.
Bruce?
Yes.
This extra meeting would be for a specific purpose or just a continuation of just, you know, the agenda we had tonight?
Michael, do you want to answer that?
Well, the earlier purpose we had pointed at was trying to come up with a timetable.
Right.
But I think it would be helpful if we, by that time, had gotten some implementation reports from the PMV to consider
yeah.
whatever they implemented as well.
And the report might be for the working group on cutting costs?
Any other discussion about the date of the next meeting?
Yeah, Benito to the staff.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in light of the recent comments, the next PMB meeting would be the 8th,
mm-hmm.
the second Thursday, and then the following one would be the 22nd. And so we wouldn't be able to present the motion until the 8th. And so the best we could do is if we presented the motion on the 8th, and if we had a, we would know one way or the other what the PMB was going to do, but we still wouldn't have the implementation. So I don't know. Maybe it, what Hank is saying, or I'm not sure who is saying, maybe it's not workable, in other words, in terms of the timing from the PMB. If we're going to present the motion on the 8th, and the best we can do is to get them to agree, and then what? We would have to have a deadline for implementation.
Okay.
Then it may or may not be implemented by the following PMB meeting, which would be the 22nd.
Right.
Okay. Michael, do you accept?
Before Michael speaks again, does anyone else who hasn't spoken want to address it? Yeah, Adriana.
I think that the 12th is kind of perfect, because we will have whatever the answer is from the PMB in the 8th, then we can work in that time schedule by the 12th, that we will present it to them before the 22nd. And then when we have the 26th, our regular meeting, we will have already all of this passed to the PMB.
Okay. Anyone else before Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that, Brianna.
Okay. Last call before we vote on this. Anything about pros and cons of the 12th versus waiting till the 26th. Okay. Then I guess, Michael, you should call the roll, and I think people should just vote the 12th or the 26th. And then whichever gets the majority is our next meeting.
We already have the 26th set. The question is, are we having an additional meeting on the 12th?
So it'll be a yes or no.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense. And I forgot to call myself, because I want to agree with Adriana and Michael that I think regardless of what the PNB does or doesn't do on the 8th, we have plenty of work to do ourselves to really go through all of these cost-cutting proposals and either weigh in if we have enough information, or identify the gaps of information that we want to very gently ask our friends who are on the working group to try to do a little more research so we can reach a decision on whether to recommend, you know, a particular form of cost cutting. So I think it's a necessary meeting to have on the 12th. Okay. So that's my two cents, and Michael, you can now call the roll. So a yes vote means we'll add an extra meeting on Monday, August 12th. A no vote means we won't have the extra meeting. We'll just meet as scheduled on August 26th. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Lydia Bozon?
Yes.
Adriana Cazeneuve?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Mark Hernandez?
Yes.
Hank Lam?
No.
Tom Lederer?
Yes.
Michael Rovick votes yes. And Bruce Wolf?
Bruce Wolf is yes.
Okay, so that's 7 yeses and 1 no.
Okay, so that's adopted, and our next meeting is Monday, August 12th at 8:30 Eastern. And is there anything we should adjourn, but I'll allow if there's any urgent, burning, short comment that someone must make right now.
Only a question.
Yes.
Bob, did you follow up in any of the members that I never in our calls?
You know, I'm sorry I didn't get around to that. I will do that before the next meeting.
And you'll post.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Michael.
I was asking, you'll post the additional meeting and arrange for
yes.
Streaming?
Yeah, the way it works, you don't have to arrange separately. Just once you post it, they read the posting and they arrange for the streaming.
Okay.
Yeah, I will
do that. This is Hank?
Yes,
Hank. I've got a quick motion saying that we ask the PMB to direct the IED to direct the general managers at each station to announce for 2 weeks that they need updates on addresses and phone numbers and emails from membership over the air,
Hank,
so that we can save money.
Hank, that is a whole new motion. We're way past time on this. We'll have to take that up on the 12th.
Okay.
All right. Very good, then. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk to you on August 12th.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night.
All right.
Good night.
Take care.